Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I always like to start with something interesting. And if you were a billionaire, how do you think that you would start your day? Would someone serve you coffee and all your favorite breakfast items, just overlooking the expansive view of your mansion? Would that happen? Well, if you're Bill Gates, you play Wordle. That's right. He plays every single morning. So how does Bill Gates approach a game of Wordle? He says that he likes to start with a word that contains a lot of vowels, like audio or ounce or do. That's his favorite, by the way. And he usually solves the Wordle in a span of, he says, four guesses or sometimes five. I don't know if you know this, but speaking of Bill Gates, did you hear that Bill Gates lost a dance contest to Al Gore? That's right, he did. He didn't have the algorithm. Get it? Yes. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another hour of America's most trusted source for all things digital. That's right. It's the biggest show. It's called The Kim Commando Show, because after all, I'm America's digital pro. You can find us on over 425 top stations throughout the United States, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app. Just make sure that you search for Commando, of course. And you can find us streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, 3 months worth of archives, and it's commercial free, and you're going to love it. And you get 30 days free over at getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. After that's just a few bucks a month. And a special thank you goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force, who are protecting our great nation and listening to us on the American Forces Network Radio. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right. Every single day, I just scour all the news websites and the press releases, and I talk to my friends in the industry to bring you up to date. And this is part of the show where I like to talk about five things you need to know about future tech, where things are heading. And we're going to start with some other companies that are going after your wallet. Yes, they want some money, more money. News out this past week that Meta isn't making enough money. Facebook, Instagram, and also WhatsApp, they're going to be launching a special, what they call features, for people who are willing to pay for them. Now, this is nothing new. They already have some special features that people are paying for creators. Maybe it's a subscription-based product or some event. But it looks like these new paid features are going to be for just about anyone who's using the service. But wow, talk about a revenue model. Now, imagine, just crazy when you think about it. Imagine if Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp could just get a small portion, maybe just even 1% of their 2 billion users to give them $5 a month, $20 a month. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. So what would you be willing to pay for, right? Maybe get to the top of someone's newsfeed, maybe a way that you could DM a celebrity, or how about having a bot spar with that annoying relative? You know what I'm talking about. Gets on Facebook, family drama, politics, wants to debate chemtrails or something like that. Maybe that would be worth the money to you, because then you wouldn't need to see the likes of them again. Number two on our list, the money train continues. Pay for Twitter. You have got to be kidding me. I'm not. Editing a tweet has apparently been the most requested Twitter feature for many years. And guess what? It's coming. This is funny to me that so many people are excited that they'll be able to edit a tweet. Tweets will be able to be edited, they say, a few times for 30 minutes following their publication. The edited tweets will have a special marker icon and a timestamp on their label, so this way you can see that it's actually been modified. Now, Twitter is only talking about edible tweets. Sounds like something you're going to eat, right? Anyway, for its Blue subscription, which recently raised its price in the United States to $5 a month. I had no idea people were paying $5 a month to use Twitter. Other features for Twitter Blue subscribers: an undo feature to recall tweets before you send them. Not sure if I understand that. A customizable navigation bar, super handy maybe. A list of top articles shared by people you follow. Yeah, $5 a month. Wow. Elon Musk is backing out of buying Twitter. Tell you, he was quick to retweet. He was. Number three on our list is Netflix is changing. And you may have heard me talk about they're coming out with a lower price subscription tier, somewhere in the range between $7 and $10 a month, which is far cheaper than up to $20 a month that some people are paying. Now, the cheaper tier will have some limitations. Now, you may not see all the movies that are available all across Netflix. You won't be able to download movies or watch them on a plane or wherever you may be headed because you're just not going to have offline access. But get ready for some ads in whatever you're watching. Advertisers are apparently lining up because of all the tracking that they'll be able to do when you see an ad that whatever you're watching on Netflix. Think about this. They have your demographics, your profile. They can merge your data with other databases about you. Now, the Wall Street Journal reported this past week that advertisers are willing to spend a whopping $65 CPM. Now, if you're in the advertising industry, you know what that means. And if you're not, well, it's $65 for every 1,000 views, which is a $65 CPM. It's pretty high. It is. So this is just another example of when you get a product for free or you get that product at a reduced price, you are, in fact, the product that they're making money off of. Number four on our list is Apple. Thank you so much. I hope it all works. No one hates passwords more than me. But Apple's rolling out its plan right now to end passwords for everything forever, especially when they start releasing the iOS 16. That's when it's going to be happening. So, of course, passwords, we all know, they need to be complex, made up of random letters and numbers and symbols and gang signs and hieroglyphics, a different one for every password-protected program or a different one for every app and every website. Now, of course, hardly anybody does this. Except for me. I think I'm probably the only person in the universe. Apple's coming software update for iPhones, iPads, and Macs. It's going to have a new way for all of us to log into our online accounts without using a password or without using a password management program. It's called Apple Passkeys. Now, each one is unique, more secure, they say, than any password that you could ever, ever dream up. You see, the passkey is stored on your computer or phone, not on someone's server, be used on non-Apple devices, too. I wish Apple a lot of luck. I hope that they can pull it off. Because I always sit back and I think, you know, every secret code can be broken. All it really takes is enough time. You know, that old joke about passwords. You can tell this one to the kids. What was Forrest Gump's password? What was Forrest Gump's password? Anyone? One Forrest One. Yes. And finally, there's this at number five. Let the voice be with you. Now, this year, 2020, two is the year that all of us have embraced voice technology in a big way. It was the 1986 Star Trek film, The Voyage Home, that, I don't know if you remember, Enterprise engineer Scotty attempted to give an Apple Macintosh Plus a voice command. When the computer didn't respond, Scotty looked at the computer like, "Ugh." And then, of course, that was the big joke. Because everybody knew that voice commands were just like way too into the future. But now, 36 years later, Edison Research and NPR find that two-thirds of Americans command their TVs, their computers, their tablets, and their smartphones by voice. More than half of us tell the flat screen which movies and channels we want to watch by voice. So much easier, isn't it? So what would happen if the Star Trek crew appeared here today? They would suddenly like feel right at home, right? Well, except for the transporter and except for the TSA. I mean, that's a problem. And here's an old Star Trek joke. Here's one. What do all Star Trek captains have in common? What do they all have in common? They have three ears. They have a left ear, a right ear, and the final frontier. Yeah. Okay. All right. Coming up in just a few moments, the best apps for golfers. Then, of course, we're going to talk about buying a new car and is the tech worth springing for. We're going to tell you how you can block obnoxious ads on Facebook with just one easy click or tap. Then, of course, we have all of your phone calls and you have more of me, Kim Komando.
If you've ever wanted to learn a new language, make 2024 the year with Babbel.
Babbel's 10-minute lessons are perfect for those learning on a tight schedule. Each lesson is handcrafted by their experts and based on real-life conversations. Babbel's tips and tools make it easy for anyone to start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. I recently took a trip to Japan before I signed up with Babbel, so I was able to say hello, konnichiwa, thank you, arigato, and the very important, where's the bathroom? Toride wa doko desu ka? So fun, so easy. Right now, Babbel has an exclusive limited-time deal just for my listeners. Get up to 60% off your subscription at babbel.com/Kim. That's right. Commando listeners get up to 60% off. Just visit babbel.com/Kim. That's B-A-B-B-E-L. babbel.com/Kim. Rules and restrictions may apply. babbel.com/Kim. Don't miss this 60% off deal. babbel.com/Kim.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, if you're just too dang shy to call me on a national radio show, hey, it's easy. Just drop me your question via email. The easiest way to do that is to drop by commando.com. And in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage, there's a link that says Email Kim. That is the best place. I read every single note that you send there. I know you like to leave me your messages on social, but sometimes it's hard for me to keep track of all. It's just like too many places. And so if you have a note that you only want me to see, head over to commando.com. And again, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. But speaking of social, if you're not already following me, oh my gosh, stop ghosting me already. Head over to Instagram.com/KimCommando, Facebook.com/KimCommando. Notice the trend. Yes. And let's see, there's Twitter.com/KimCommando, LinkedIn.com/. So anyway, wherever you hang out, just search for me, Kim Commando, and make sure that you follow and be sure to comment on everything because I do read all that stuff too. All right. Let's see. Coming up in just a few moments, the best apps for golfers. But first, let's check in with Chuck in San Antonio, Texas. Hi there, Chuck.
Hi, Kim. How are you? Pleasure speaking with you.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Chuck. What's going on?
Yeah, well, first, I'm a member of the Commando community and have been for quite a while. So I know just enough about computers. Sure, I know just enough about computers to be dangerous, usually to myself.
I don't think so, Chuck. I think you're smarter than that.
Well, I don't know. You know, next to my wife, you're the smartest person I know. I have to say that in case she's listening.
Hey, listen, you know what? You know what? You were smart enough to marry her, right? Okay.
That's true.
You didn't let that one get away.
That's true. I've gotten a lot of information from you in the past, and I've considered your advice several times about getting a password manager. But I've got some questions. I think you recommend RoboForm, and keep in mind I research a pencil before I buy it. But it's pretty much true. But I have approximately 225 or so passwords, and I have sites such as military sites, because I'm retired military, so I have a number of sites that require me to change passwords every 90 days. I also do some two-factor authentication, that sort of thing. So what I'm wondering is, if I get one of those babies, if there are situations that require me to understand or know a little bit more than simply having a password manager, I want to make sure I don't run across a situation that causes me to be locked out of a site because I don't really understand what to do with it, that sort of thing.
Well, you know, all valid, good concerns. And I don't know if you just heard what I was talking about because you're on hold, but that maybe we are coming to the end of the road of passwords and even password managers. Apple's going to announce it, and it's actually going to be starting to be implemented over the next couple of weeks, where you're going to use your facial recognition or your thumb. You're not facial recognition. I guess you'd say your facial ID is really what it's called. Your facial ID when you want to log into a website, and that's how it's going to be authenticating you off of your phone because everybody always has their phone with you. But how password managers work is that they store all the passwords for all your websites, okay? Then you have a master password. So if you can never lose the master password, don't write it down. Always put it in your memory. But the password manager has some really good benefits, Chuck. It can, of course, it's going to have generate highly secure passwords for you. It'll do that. You won't have to obviously memorize passwords anymore. You can help your beneficiaries when you pass away because you just have to give them the one password to the password management program. They save time. You don't have to, you know, go in and type in all these passwords or try to remember, or then you don't remember the password, then you have to go through all those different steps, right? Like, like what was the first pair of socks that you ever owned in 1962? You're like, I don't know. Okay. No idea.
Yep. Right? Been there.
But the other thing too is that if you hit a phishing site and the password manager is actually going to detect that before maybe even you can, because it's going to say, oh, wait, we can't put the password in here because you're at a phishing site. And this is not an authenticated site. But it will allow you, as you said, like you are retired military, and thank you for your service, by the way. That's so awesome. But it will allow you to do two-factor authentication and change those passwords. And it really is simple to use. These are not hard to use. They really aren't. And especially when you, you know, you mentioned kindly that one of our advertisers is RoboForm, and I used RoboForm even before they were a sponsor. But I will tell you that I have a way of memorizing every single password, and I got 191 of them. And so I don't use a password manager because I don't have trouble remembering my passwords. But if you do, RoboForm has this pretty good deal. I think it's like 50% off or something like that. I may be wrong. But if you head over to the site and use promo code Kim, that's when you'll see the deal. You'll see the deal, rather. So with password managers, you know, use them. If you can't remember your passwords, that's easy. But again, there is some new ways coming down the pike, thank goodness, so that we don't have to sit here and try to remember all these stupid passwords. Chuck, thank you for your call. Thank you for being a Commando community member. And be sure to tell your wife that I think she is, in fact, the smartest woman ever. Well, I mean, you know, in Texas, I would say. Okay, ever. All right, stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls coming up. We have the best apps for golfers, and Allie Seligman, our amazing content queen, is going to be joining us. And then later on, we have some more tips. And of course, always, you have more of me, more tips, tricks, and secrets here, Kim Commando.
If you've ever wanted to learn a new language, make 2024 the year with Babbel. Babbel's 10-minute lessons are perfect for those learning on a tight schedule. Each lesson is handcrafted by their experts and based on real-life conversations. Babbel's tips and tools make it easy for anyone to start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. I recently took a trip to Japan before I signed up with Babbel, so I was able to say hello, konnichiwa, thank you, arigato, and the very important, where's the bathroom? Toridewa, doko desu ka? So fun, so easy. Right now, Babbel has an exclusive limited-time deal just for my listeners. Get up to 60% off your subscription at babbel.com/Kim. That's right. Commando listeners get up to 60% off. Just visit babbel.com/Kim. That's B-A-B-B-E-L. babbel.com/Kim. Rules and restrictions may apply. babbel.com/Kim. Don't miss this 60% off deal. babbel.com/Kim.
All right. Before we go have a conversation with Allie about some really great things that your phone can do, even when it's dead, let's talk about the best apps for golfers. I will tell you that this weekend I'm going to be going golfing. I cheat, just to let you know. So you can buy a smartwatch for golfers that shows you all the holes, wind speed, distances, and more for around $500. But why not add the best golf apps to your Apple Watch? Now, there's a great app called Hole 19. You can keep score on your watch as well as get distances to the front, back, and middle of the green, totally free. If you want a handicap, calculator, maps, shot tracking, ugh, that's $50 a year. Next, there's the free Tag Heuer golf app. And if you golf more than a few times a year, you're going to want the premium version because that really has what you need, the maps, the distances, shot measuring, more goodies, and it's $40 a year. And finally, 18 birdies. It's free, but guess what? Yes, you see the trend. There's a premium version, but this one is premium, costs $100 a year. But you get stats, more play options, a blind shot compass. That is actually really handy. So that this way, when you know you're pointed at the green and when you can't even see it. So again, the names are Hole 19, Tag Heuer, and 18 Birdies. Try all three for free because I bet you you're bound to love one. All right, this is part of the show where we like to talk to Allie Seligman. She's our amazing content queen over at Commando.com. And you know, we were talking about, and I said, gosh, Al, we have to talk about this on the air, because a lot of people think that when their phone is dead, it's
dead, right? I mean, there's just nothing you can do with it.
And to some extent,
that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, it's
not true.
You can't make calls, you can't text, you can't scroll on however you like to waste time. There are things you can do. Now, before we get to exactly what those things are, we saw this TikTok video. It's going viral right now. Last I checked, I think it was, 4.5 million views. And it's talking about one of these features. And I would like to say, for the record, we covered this over on Commando.com back in May. Another reason that you should subscribe to the Commando newsletters, because we talk about this stuff before the rest of the internet does.
That's right. And you need to get the newsletters. I mean, you should get the newsletters and read them. And they're fabulous. It's commando.com/subscribe. You can pick any newsletter that you want. But we are always ahead of the game. We are ahead of the trend. We may not get out there with the 10 million TikTok views, although we're working on that. We're trying that. We're going to be working on
that. We are. Okay. Once more, before we get to the exact things, we're going to put on our nerdy science hats to understand how does this even happen, right? If your phone's dead, it's dead, right? Well, not completely. When your phone doesn't power on anymore, it doesn't mean it doesn't have a little bit of battery power to power certain things. One of those is called the NFC chip. That's near field communication. You can use that for your next trivia night. And basically, it's what allows your phone to share data with other devices. So this is why you can tap your phone on a payment kiosk and pay for something. It's that NFC chip. And that leads us right to the first thing you can do with your phone. Even if it's dead, you can pay for stuff. This is really cool. So on an iPhone, you do need to change a setting ahead of time to make this happen. If you don't do it, you're going to tap your dead phone. Nothing's going to happen. In Apple Wallet, there's something called Express Mode. So once you turn that on, it basically says to your phone, no matter what, you can use this card. It's okay. So if your phone is dead and the kiosk accepts Apple Pay, you're good to go. You just tap it, even if your phone's not on, which is awesome. Now, I've seen varying accounts of whether this works for Android phones. In theory, they do have an NFC chip, so it could work, but there's no reliable information out there about whether they do. And I have a feeling if it worked for Samsungs, if it worked for Pixels, they would be shouting about it. So I have not had time to let my phone die and test this myself, but I will. And if you've ever used a dead Android phone to pay for something, please let us know. Okay, next up. You can start or unlock or lock your car with your dead phone. So this works for Android and iPhone. If you use the app on your phone to lock, unlock, start your car, this will work even if your phone is dead, which is really nice, right? You don't imagine that, being stranded with a dead phone and you can't even get into your car. Yeah, you probably have another way to unlock it, but still.
Well, I'll tell you, using the app, I've never, before at Tesla, I've never had an app that would lock and unlock the car. Mm-hmm. And now that I have it, that's one thing about the Tesla. I'm like, you know, this is actually sweet. And I know I'm late to the game and I'm supposed to be the digital goddess, and I'm sorry that I'm saying this. But is that it's so sweet. You walk up to the Tesla and it's like, oh, hi, how are you? And then the little doors open. And then you put your phone into the charging. And then and it took me a while to like figure this out. It's because it's kind of like this weird sensation because you're used to like turning off the car
right
before you leave. So when you're done driving the Tesla, you put it into park. And the music's still on, the air conditioning's still on, all that other stuff. And you pick up your phone and you leave. I'm like, did it lock itself? Let me look. Did it lock itself? And then I know, sure enough, like the little doors, the windows go up, it locks up, everything gets turned off. I'm like, oh, thank you, Mr. Tesla. So yes, so using these apps, it is pretty handy.
A funny story. I have a friend, they have a Tesla and another car, and she will often forget that she has to turn off the other car. She'll just walk out like you do with the Tesla.
Yeah. Just leave it going.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and the last thing you can do with your phone, even if it's dead, you can use it as a paperweight. No, just kidding. The last one on my list, this is one that we will all be glad to hear. You can find your phone, even if it's dead. So this is awesome. If you've lost your phone, maybe it's stolen, you're still able to locate it. If you have an iPhone, the Find My app, you're going to open that up on a computer, an iPad, some other device, and it's going to work in just the same way. And it's really cool because even if the phone is dead, you can send a sound to the phone and it will emit sound so that you can find it. On the Android side, if you have a Samsung, you're all good. You can use the Find My mobile app and that will work. It will emit sound. And if you have a Pixel like me, sadly, you're out of luck on that one. You're not going to be able to find it dead, but you can find the last known location.
Womp womp.
You know, I think the camera's my favorite. I really like, one thing I do really like, I think if you're an Android person, having just the stock Android on the Pixel phone and not, you know, the Samsung version, they add in a bunch of extra junk to brand
it. Yeah, that's true. You get a lot of bloat. Yeah, you get bloatware with
it. Yeah, exactly.
Else.
So it's nice and fast. It's, you know, it doesn't have all that extra junk in there because they're trying to make it their own. It's really just kind of the stock Android. So I like that about it. I think it makes it run faster, smoother. I like getting the updates before everybody else.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, you know, on September 7th, when all the new iPhones come out. And, you know, I have to tell you, since the 11, I feel like every year I've gotten ripped off.
Well, it's the same phone.
It is. It's like, okay, well, it's got a faster processor. Yeah, so what? It has a better back camera. Okay, it has a better, okay. It doesn't really, I mean, okay, well, the cinema mode is pretty sweet when you're taking videos. But I'm going to have to really think about whether or not I'm going to waste another $1,500, $1,600 on the iPhone 14.
Well, especially because, yeah, you get the big version, right? The XLR, the XR, whatever they call them. And
it's the phablet.
They're huge, okay, first of all.
It's big.
Yeah, they it are. Is a lot of money. You're not getting a lot of new stuff for that extra money. And so for this model, I would say for most people, it's going to be, if you're on an old phone, yeah, maybe this is a good one to upgrade to. It's going to be a really solid iPhone, but you might actually be better off getting the 12 or the 13 even, yes, because
the 12 or
yeah,
the 13.
They're going to be just as good and cost a lot less.
Or, you know, call me if you want to pay a premium, pay retail. I'll sign the back,
hey,
says Kim. Okay. And then somebody can buy my used iPhone Pro 13, which is like not a scratch on it. It's fun. It's wonderful. Always had a case on it. Yeah. I was sorry. I'm trying to sell it. I'm always trying to sell something. All right, Allie. So you're going to, is this already on a tip
on the site?
It sure
is, but we will put this back on the homepage so people can find it easily. Yeah, this is over on the site, what you can do with your dead phone. Really handy stuff.
Okay, you got it. Thanks, Al. Great job as always. And speaking of Allie and Matt, we had a caller mention this. That's Tech Refresh. So if you get the podcast Kim Komando Today, every Friday on Kim Komando Today, we do a special podcast. It's called Tech Refresh as part of Kim Komando Today. And Allie comes on and Matt comes on and we talk about, well, all things digital, but in a fun, happy way. But it's kind of like the three of us just sitting around your kitchen counter and we're just talking about digital stuff. And so make sure that you subscribe and follow Kim Komando Today wherever you get your podcasts. Let's see, Jeff in Washington, D.C. Hi there, Jeff.
How you doing, Kim?
I'm good. What's going on?
The evil Verizon overlords have decided to decommission my CDMA flip phone. I want a portable phone because my wife makes me have one. But all I wanted to do was make a phone call. I don't want texting. I don't want cameras. I don't want computers. I just want a telephone.
Okay. You don't want to play bubbles. You don't want to do any of that. I just want to make a phone call.
I did 40 years of government IT. The last thing I want to see is any more of that stuff.
Oh, my gosh. So what'd you do as in IT?
I can only tell you about the unclassified stuff, but it was network sysadmin, stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And I would never, right, and by the way, for your other caller, I would never own an iPhone.
So that means so buying my old iPhone is definitely out of the question.
Ungood.
It is. Yeah, I got it. All right. A couple of phones.
Okay.
Well, actually, there's really only one phone. I said a couple, but I'll tell you about the other one. Because you really just, because you just said you just want a phone. Do you want a camera?
Nope.
Okay, we just want a phone.
If Don Adams' phone that had a little rotary dial on it really existed, I would get it.
You're so funny. I like you. That's great. There's a phone called the Light Phone 2.
L-I-T-E?
L-I-G-H-T.
L-I-G-H-T.
Yep, Light Phone 2.
Okay.
Yep, and it's $300.
Okay.
It has a monochrome design. You either get it in light gray or black.
Okay.
There's only one model.
Okay.
That's all you get. There's no message history, no texting, no camera, no GPS.
Perfect.
It works on all the carriers.
Okay.
You can turn on or off the Bluetooth or Wi-Fi.
Don't need those.
So at least you got a little Bluetooth in case you can turn them off. And here's the deal, is that when you go to the website for a light phone, I think the website is lightphone.com. When you go to order it, they manufacture these phones on demand.
Okay.
So there are no supply. There's no supplies that are sitting there where it's like you can have it within 3 to 5 days. So let's see, it's September, so probably 6 weeks. Four to six weeks is normally. So you'll get, if you order the phone today, you'll get it in
Christmas,
probably early part of October. No. They're pretty good. I think you'll get it like the beginning part of October. Now, here's the deal. Because you've been in IT, and so you're kind of a geek of the week, and I am too. I have never tried the Light phone, but I have a friend who swears by it, who sounds like you two are cut from the same cloth. Can you just drop me an email and tell me how much you like it or don't?
Can do. I'm not okay. Quite the yes, Luddite. Called, I just so, don't like to be tracked.
No, my friend is the same way. He's just tired of all the tracking because we are being tracked.
Absolutely.
It's a ridiculous amount of tracking when we really want to sit down. You might find this interesting. I was interviewing a guy who's really big in the advertising industry. And I asked him, I said, how many data points do you think you have on the average American? And I had heard it's like 25,000 data points.
More than that.
And he looked at me and he said, infinite.
Yeah.
And I said, infinite. And he said, yes. Every day, people add more data points. Every single day. Jeff, once again, that's called Light Phone. For everybody else, we'll put a link over inside the Commando community. Stay right where you are. We have more of the show coming up.
If you've ever wanted to learn a new language, make 2024 the year with Babbel. Babbel's 10-minute lessons are perfect for those learning on a tight schedule. Each lesson is handcrafted by their experts and based on real-life conversations. Babbel's tips and tools make it easy for anyone to start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. I recently took a trip to Japan before I signed up with Babbel, so I was able to say hello, konnichiwa, thank you, arigato, and the very important, where's the bathroom? Toridewa, doko desu ka? So fun, so easy. Right now, Babbel has an exclusive limited-time deal just for my listeners. Get up to 60% off your subscription at babbel.com/Kim. That's right. Commando listeners get up to 60% off. Just visit babbel.com/Kim. That's B-A-B-B-E-L. babbel.com/Kim. Rules and restrictions may apply. babbel.com/Kim. Don't miss this 60% off deal. babbel.com/Kim.
Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by iDrive. There's nothing worse than losing stockpiled family photos or critical documents due to hard drive failure or a disaster. Don't let that happen to you. It's important to have a comprehensive service that can back up and protect all of your data across all of your devices. For that, I recommend iDrive's award-winning Safe and Secure Cloud Backup. It's simply the best cloud backup service available. It's easy to use, it's affordable, and includes generous backup space so you have plenty of room. iDrive can be used to back up all your devices, your PCs, your Macs, your servers, your smartphones, and more, all into one account. With their industry-standard encryption, state-of-the-art security, you can rest assured that your data is completely safe. I love that I can automate backups, never have to worry about running out of space. Plans start at less than $7 a month. Use my name, Kim, check out. You're going to get 90% off of the first year. So head over to iDrive.com, use my name, Kim. That's iDrive.com, promo code Kim. All right, Keith in Tampa, Florida, you're up next. Hi there, Keith.
Well, hi, Kim. I'm a big fan of the show, and I appreciate everything you've shared through the years.
Oh, appreciate you, too. Thank you, Keith. Yeah. What's going on?
So I am in the process of building a new home. I'm somewhat in the early stages, but construction in my part of the country is concrete, block, and steel. Now, I live in a home that's a similar construction right now, and I sometimes have problems with wireless to my wireless cameras. So in my new home, I was thinking I would build an Ethernet setup with access points using either Cat 5, 6, 7, or 8. And so I had the opportunity to do all that. So I'm looking for some advice. I think my maximum run line is going to be 50 to 75 feet.
Oh, that's not bad. That's actually pretty reasonable.
Right.
How many square feet is the house? How many square feet do you have?
2,400 inside, but I do plan on having some outdoor devices, including a television.
Okay. All right. Well, I can tell you from me building a house and wondering the same thing. And wire is cheap. I would run hard wire to get the fastest network speeds. Just put them all like 30 to 40 feet apart so that this way you can blanket the areas that where you actually need the coverage.
Right.
Just to put that into perspective, I have over 5 miles of Cat 6 cable in my new house. 5 miles. So wherever I could put, I know it's crazy, but wherever I could put a dedicated line, a dedicated drop key, I can't stress that enough, that's where you want to be able to do it. Because you're not going to be able to do it after the fact. Concrete
right.
steel, right? You know.
Right.
So just look at the floor plan and consider if I could have a dedicated drop to my TV, to my laptop, to my desktop, to a repeater. And I want you to look at something called the Eero Mesh Pro. That's E-E-R-O, Mesh Pro. I use those as well. An Eero Mesh Pro. And so that this way you can get those signals way out. If you have any questions about pulling this all together, just give me a call back because I spent a lot of time doing this, Keith. And thank you for your call. More of the show is coming right up. You're on Facebook and you've got that obnoxious person. So how do I block all these ads that seem to be sent to me? Well, what you want to do is when you see that ad, look at the three dots in the upper right-hand corner. And in those three dots, that's where you can say block ads from this advertiser. If that's not enough, go nuclear. Go into your Facebook ad preferences, and then you can block all the advertisers that you never, ever want to see again. And don't forget, 24/7, you can find me at the website. The address is komando.com, K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. Hey, thanks for listening to Kim Komando today. So reach over and give me a nice 5-star review. Yes, thank you. And thanks for listening.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.